Now back to the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5. Let's go straight out to the HRMP guest line. Joining us now, Basketball Hall of Famer Kevin McHale. Coach, we were talking last week about Dallas sticking around against Phoenix and eventually won that series. We were talking about the merits of them, you know, being able to win that series. And if you were surprised, can they give Golden State a run now?
Yeah, I think they'll give them a run. I'm not sure they can beat Golden State unless they really change up what they're doing. Yet last night, I was surprised they beat the Suns. I'd watched the Suns play all year and living here in Scottsdale in the wintertime and really liked what they did. But, man, they double-teamed Chris Paul and Devin Booker. And that third option that you need to have just never materialized. Whether you go inside to Aiden, whether or not you swing the ball and get some other people on the floor that can drive and kick and make plays. The Suns just couldn't do that. You look at last night, Golden State kind of got whatever they wanted. They got turnovers, they got runouts, they got layups, they got back cuts, they got open jumpers. They got all kinds of stuff against that same Dallas defense. And so Dallas has got to just turn the page on how they played, and they got to attack the paint more. Both games, when you watch, you look at both conference finals games, the Celtics were killing them in the paint in the first half. Miami just shut it down. They just said, if you're going to beat us, you beat us from the perimeter. And they attacked. They turned them over. I'm not sure Boston had 10 paint points in the second half. I don't think they did. And Dallas had no paint points. I mean, it was ridiculous last night. So teams are going to have to make adjustments. I know we're in a crazy, see how many contested three step backs we can take. And everybody goes, oh, my gosh, that's a 30% shot, and he's shooting at 33%. I'm like, oh, big deal. How about you get in the paint and get the damn free throw line and change things up? So both the Celtics and Dallas have to change things up and get in the paint and put pressure on them. Golden State, you got to keep games close with them. They have these little mini runs, and hell, it's the same way when I was coaching Houston. I was telling the team guys, they have these little mini runs where they go 3, 4, 5 minutes. You've got to take those runs and take 2 minutes off the end of it. Instead of a 3 minute run, it better be a minute run. Or instead of a 5 minute run, it better be a 3 minute run. Where they make everything and they just get separation. So it's going to be tough from what I've seen. And then the first game is usually a feeling out game. They kind of had players that bothered Luka. Luka missed some shots going to the hoop. And Golden State did a nice job against them, but unless they put their head down and attack the paint, they're going to struggle. I mean, both teams, the Celtics and Dallas, will struggle in the finals. And you got to give the Heat credit; they played great defense. Jimmy Butler was ridiculous.
Coach, you look at it, the game as a whole, and just the microcosm that you gave us in the playoffs. And you know it's not a big man's game anymore, but it's so much so that it's not a post game anymore. It's not even a power forward that goes down on the low block. Do you see that changing anytime soon? Because you see the guys that they're starting at center across the board with the final four teams, and you're like, I mean, okay, if you think Looney is a true center or post-up guy, then you might have one big, or Al Horford, who likes to shoot threes. But for the most part, the game has changed, and I'm curious if that's frustrating to you, and do you think the big man will be back anytime soon?
Yeah, I think it will be, but you'll have to get some coaches that are willing to do different things. I mean, Coach Budenholzer in Milwaukee, finally, last year, in the conference finals and then throughout the NBA finals, put Antetokounmpo at the elbow and a step off the box. So he was one dribble away from attacking, and he dominated. Why it took 3 years for that to sink, I'm not sure, because you're a Bucks fan, Joe, so I was always going like, why start him at the three-point line when they help him get there? Why don't you start him at the 15-foot mark where he's one dribble in the basket? You're going to get guys that do that and then attack, and don't turn and take a jump shot. Attack from those periods, and that's what the big guys got to do. And, if you can get to the middle of the paint, you're going to get fouled getting there a ton of time. You're going to get fouled once you shoot in there because there's contact going on. And you're going to make a really high amount of shots in there, a really high percentage. You're going to be really efficient. But there are very few players who play like that. I mean, I was watching the Bucks, And Brook Lopez again had guards on him, and he went down there once in a while, and he really attacked and got to work. But he mostly shot jump shots. So if you're a 7 foot guy and you got a guy 6'3" on you, and you're shooting a 30-footer, your size truly doesn't matter. Yeah. But we get down the post. So yes, I do believe they will, but it's gonna take a couple of guys like an Antetokounmpo type guy or some big guy who's 6'10", 6'11". Who's got some good quickness and reverse pivots and attack that can get to the rack, and that'll change things. Where they'll start running offense through them. But right now, I'm with you. It gets frustrating for me sometimes to watch these big guys just float around. They don't go in the paint. Do you know how many offensive rebounds are available right now with the little mini micro teams that are out there? If you're a big guy, you could make a living. Just in the paint and just offensive rebound.
Kevin McHale joining us on the HR&P guest line. And speaking to the current climate of the NBA and, you know, the philosophies of, you know, the big guys not being as dominant, not having the success that they used to have in the past, does that make it easier, do you think, for a guy like Chet Holmgren, who, you know, he has some skills, but his biggest weakness is that he's very small, probably, or very skinny, very weak. But in today's NBA, I don't know if opponents will take advantage of that as much as, you know, 20 years ago.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, Holmgren will be able to move his feet well enough. He's long. I mean, he's like 7. He's standing by David Robinson and made David Robinson look small. And so he's huge. He's 7'2", 7'3", whatever. He's long. He's skinny. But he'll be able to guard people because he can move his feet. He can block shots from the basket, too. So from a defensive standpoint, he's not going to be a huge liability. He'll be able to guard something, or, you know, be able to switch and do some of the things that you need your bigs to do. From an offensive standpoint, though, yeah, I think he'll probably just – it's so much easier. Like, when you go down there, and people don't realize how strong and physical a lot of the players are. I mean, you go down there, and all of a sudden you have a Draymond Green, who's a hell of a defender. He's 6'5", 6'5", 6'6", at the max. And all of a sudden Draymond Green starts just bumping you and then hitting you. Holmgren will be on the perimeter ASAP, and he'll be able to drive from there and do stuff. But that's what I'm saying. It's going to take somebody who's got a little, who likes to bang, who likes to hit a little bit, to go in that post and take advantage. He's not going to be the guy to do that. He's just not built that way. And also, even watching him at Gonzaga, he's a Minnesota kid, so I'm kind of familiar with him. He floats a little bit anyways. You know what I mean? He's prone to go on the perimeter. And that's what I'm saying. Most of the guys just don't want to bang. I mean, the guy from Memphis, Jaren Jackson Jr., he had the ability to go in the post and to really make some plays, but didn't like going down there, took a lot of jump shots. So it's going to change. But, yeah, I mean, I like Holmgren. I mean, I think he's going to help any team. He'll be able to defend multiple positions. And that's the biggest thing now. When you start talking about what's going on in the NBA, you've got to be able to defend multiple positions if you're going to spend a lot of time on the floor.
So we're doing headlines after the show, much like Charles Barkley on TNT. McHale says all big men love to bang. That's our headline. After this, that's what we're
going to say. No, hold on.
McHale says all bigs love to bang.
McHale said you need to find a guy that likes to bang. And a lot of them don't like to bang. A lot of the big guys do not like contact, and they don't like to bang around on there. You're going to find some guys that do. And I will say one thing. You know, Antetokounmpo made a big change, and he got fouled. He was going to the line 20 times. Because he was putting his head down and going from 12, 14 feet. It's really something that's valuable, but not many people do it right now. And it will come back, I hope.
Lottery happens the other night, Coach. Rockets get number 3. I said the biggest winner is Rafael Stone because he gets job security. Because of the 3 bigs at the top of the draft, he gets what's ever left, and he can't get blamed for it. What do you think?
Yeah, no question. Sometimes when you're sitting there and you go, like, God, there's 3 guys that are the same, and you end up 3... and you like them all, you're just happy. You're like, oh, thank goodness. I'll take whoever left, and I'll be happy taking them. And, yeah, it does. There's always, I mean, look, it's gone on forever. You know, the Sam Bowie versus Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
You know,
Durant versus Greg Oden. Yep.
Exactly. There's a million of them. They're going to get a really good player. I just think that at some point, you're going to have to get a couple of vets. You can keep on saying we're building, but you're not building if those 3 guys aren't playing well together. You're not building if those 3 guys aren't learning how to win together. You're not building if those 3 guys are all kind of competing against each other. And it takes some veteran guys to come in and go, wait a minute, you know, you guys are fighting each other. It's not fighting each other. We're going to fight the other team. And so many times with young players, you see them all kind of vying for the who's going to score the most points, who's going to do this, who's going to do this. So they're going to have to look at that thing, or themselves going to have to figure out, yeah, having young guys is great. Saying that, you know, we're gonna win, you know, where this is a process, trust the process, all that crap you heard. At some point, you got to win some games. And that requires not putting up numbers. That requires teamwork. And, you know, we've said this a million times. I mean, chemistry is a real thing, even though, you know, famously a Houston GM said, yeah, chemistry is a three-game winning streak. I was always like, hell no, chemistry is a five-game losing streak. Then you see what you got for chemistry. Then you see how much guys care and how much they fight and how much they're willing to give, you know, for the team to win and stuff like that. Those are all the things you need to win. If you look at the four teams left playing basketball right now, I mean, the Miami probably they have a culture down there. I mean, they grind, they fight, and they're together. And you see those guys. I was impressed that some of the guys who were playing a lot weren't playing. And they're on the Miami bench cheering, and they're into it. I just think they've got a culture, and you have to have that. So for Houston, so great to say we have all these young guys. How great is those young guys, Joel, if next year they're 20-62?
Yeah, you got to see progress, right? And you got, like you said, you got to see chemistry, and you got to see progress. And it's not about wins and losses. We said the same thing about the Texans. So. Yeah, you're definitely right. You got to see that in order to believe that the process is working. But we appreciate you spending some time. I know you're going to go back and watch the PGA Championship, but we always appreciate you stopping
in. I am. I'm watching it right now. Looks like that course is another course I couldn't play.
You're not exactly known for the putter. That looks like what you need this week.
I tell you what, the only thing I could probably do maybe is make a putter too. Man, that course looks tough. But it'll be fun watching. All right, you guys, take care.
Thanks, Coach.
Have a good one, Coach. Kevin McHale, Basketball Hall of Famer, joining us on the HR&P guest line. I want to get to one thing he had to say about one specific team when we return. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Hey, guys, before we go to the break, tell you about my bookie again. Because, look, we got the PGA Championship going on. We got NBA playoffs going on. We got all the baseball games on a nightly basis going on. And you want to make them more interesting, you want to actually feel like you're a part of it, why don't you put some money on it? I always tell you the only place to do that, mybookie.ag. Why? Well, because they take care of their customers. They've got, you know, every now and then they've got promotions going on that don't cost you anything to get in, but if you win, you get paid. But more so than anything else, they're always taking care of you with promo codes. You put in the promo code BET975 when you go to mybookie.ag, and whether you're a new customer or a returning customer, you're going to claim a deposit bonus. It's fantastic. It costs you nothing, and it gives you extra money in your account so that you have more games to bet on and more chances to win. You could be a diehard sports fan and a big-time bettor, or new to the sport, or new to betting. There's never been a better time to join the MyBookie family. Get those baseball games under your belt and start making even the most uninteresting game on a Tuesday night more interesting, more like a playoff game. It's only because you have a chance to win. But it's not just baseball. It's all the sports, like I mentioned. MMA, golf, you name it, they got it. In-game betting as well when you want to make up some ground. Go ahead, sign up today. Use that promo code BET975. Get that first deposit or reload bonus from MyBookie.ag. As I always tell you, you can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, but there's only one place to do it. That's MyBookie.ag.